negativity that came with this and the lack of support, I can tell you that last year when so many of the services were unavailable to us because, well, they weren't doing face-to-face counselling sessions or, let's say, speech and language sessions or OT sessions, teachers were plugging those gaps and it was tough going. Mm. We did it. It wasn't easy. But a lot of the departments and bodies we tried to make contact with were unavailable to us. And that is still the case. Like, I know that before Christmas, several times trying to get advice from public health authorities, etc., there was no one at the end of the line, Greg. Mm. You know, and we were left adrift and left to our own devices. And that needs to be acknowledged and that needs to be said. I also think that under the Department of Education, there are so many smaller departments, quangles we call them, that are related to them, the department, and so many of them were not actually operational during that period of time. Why can't those people be seconded out to schools to help us in sub-crisis? What is the issue? Like, surely to God, there's a case there for people being redeployed to help schools in this current crisis.